This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05 in the evening. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. And first up, we have Popek Popek Parliament, where we bring you the latest updates from the Dewan Rakyat. Tasha Fusil, our parliamentary correspondent, is in the studio with us. What do you have for us today?
Hey y'all. So today's focus was pretty heavy on palm oil, both in and out of Parliament, where there was a protest going on. Here's a little bit of what went down. Just setting the mood.
Very Maria.
Guys, it was really quite a sight. And I love when there are props. Today, there were protesters who were wheeling around like oil palm fruits in these wheelbarrows. Very dramatic. It was great. Okay, so it was held by UMNO, PAS and several NGOs representing smallholders and settlers. They accused the government of failing to protect their interests. And these NGOs include Pembela, otherwise known as Jawatan Kuasa Pembela Kebajikan Peneroka dan Perkebun Kecil Pemuda UMNO Malaysia. Yep. And Generasi, or Pertubuhan Generasi Warisan Kebangsaan.
So what were their demands really?
So they had a memorandum and it was passed to a representative from the Primary Industries Ministry as well as opposition leader Ismail Sabri Yaakob. Here he is listing out their demands.
Yang pertamanya, supaya pihak kerajaan membentangkan dan memaklumkan kepada umum berkaitan pelan strategik pengukuhan harga sawit, pasaran dan juga ekspor harga sawit. Yang kedua, menyatakan langkah-langkah segera dan pengurusan krisis jika sekiranya negara India mengambil langkah mengurangkan atau memberhentikan import sawit dari Malaysia. Yang ketiga, menyediakan peruntukan khusus bagi membantu meringankan beban pekebun kecil dan peneroka felda sehingga harga sawit minyak terus jatuh sehingga aras terendah. Yang keempat, memastikan agar insentif tanaman semula sawit diberikan semula kepada para pekebun kecil menerusi RISDA dan MPOB. Yang kelima, mendesak untuk kerajaan memulihkan hubungan diplomasi antara Malaysia dan negara-negara pengimport sawit.
That was Ismail Sabri Yaakob, MP of Berra. On top of those demands, one of the NGOs also wants the government to set price control mechanisms for rubber and palm oil.
And what happened in the Dewan Rakyat?
Okay, so the MP of Maran, Datuk Sri Ismail Abdul Muttalib, asked the Minister of Primary Industries to address the decline of palm oil stocks. Minister Theresa Kott was there to answer. She said that the decline should be seen as a positive development.
Stok minyak sawit di negara kita ni telah pun jatuh kerana ekspor kita telah meningkat. Dan itu sebabnya harga juga telah pun meningkat. Jadi walaupun terdapatnya boikot di sana sini, tetapi kita lihat keadaan fenomena yang positif bagi industri sawit kita kerana harga kita ni memang tengah menaik, meningkat. Memang kementerian saya akan bekerjasama dengan pihak Indonesia. Sebenarnya pada minggu ini yang kementerian pegawai di kementerian saya akan bertemu dengan kementerian di Jakarta untuk membincang macam mana kita menangani situasi pasaran ataupun industri sawit di kedua-dua negara. Dan bagi negara India dan negara China juga merupakan negara pengimport yang besar, kita akan sentiasa mengadakan lebih perjumpaan, rundingan dan melalui saluran diplomatik untuk menggalakkan ekspor minyak sawit kita ni ke luar negara.
Reporters also spoke to her in the parliament lobby to ask about the protest. I don't think she was quite briefed yet on what was happening outside, but here's what she said.
Saya memang tidak faham kenapa mereka buat protes. Saya percaya mereka dibawa oleh ahli parlimen pembangkanglah di sebelah saya kerana mereka tahu ahli parlimen di pembangkang tahu saya nanti saya akan gulung perbahasan. Dan kita tahu minyak, harga minyak sawit telah pun naik. Dan kalau berbanding pada Disember pada tahun lepas, harga minyak sawit adalah RM1,700 lebih, satu metrik tan. Sekarang, kalau kita ikut harga di bursa, saya nak nyatakan pada 31 Oktober, yang harganya adalah RM2,485 satu metric ton. Sudah naik lebih kurang RM700 satu metric ton. Jadi mereka buat protes bila harga naik. Itulah saya rasa pelik. Kenapa? Saya rasa ahli parlimen yang bawa mereka untuk buat protes itu kurang cerdik.
Well, that was Primary Industries Minister Theresa Koch with a little bit of spice at the end there. Besides palm oil, what else happened?
There was also a question about football. Jelutong MP RSN Ray asked the Minister of Youth and Sport to state how the government will ensure that the safety of Malaysian football supporters and players will be maintained while they are in Indonesia.
Yeah, because like last month, I think there was that incident in Jakarta during the World Cup qualifier where there were some Indonesian fans who were throwing bottles and hurling stones where at the place where the Malaysian fans were sitting. Mm. And some of the fans were also trying to break into the area where Malaysian supporters were being kept. And authorities had to wait for tensions to cool down before letting them leave.
Yeah, that's right. So Stephen Sim, the Deputy Minister of Youth and Sport, responded to that by talking about some of the precautions Indonesian authorities had taken even prior to that game.
FAM sebenarnya telah pun mengambil beberapa langkah untuk mengelakkan perkara ini daripada berlaku sebelum perlawanan tersebut. Contohnya, dua sesi mesyuarat bersama dengan pihak berkuasa tempatan Indonesia pada 20 Ogos dan 27 Ogos telah pun diadakan. Dan mesyuarat tersebut turut dihadiri oleh Timbalan Komander Pasukan Simpanan Persekutuan ataupun FRU yang telah membincangkan aspek-aspek keselamatan pemain dan juga penyokong yang perlu diberi perhatian oleh Persatuan Sepak Bola Seluruh Indonesia ataupun PSSI. Dan PSSI dengan kerjasama pihak berkuasa tempatan Indonesia telah mengambil tindakan dengan menyediakan polis pengiring dari lapangan terbang ke stadium khususnya untuk pasukan Harimau Melaya dan lebih 300 penyokong negara pada hari perlawanan berlangsung. Namun, insiden rusuhan masih berlaku semasa perlawanan akibat tindakan agresif penyokong tuan rumah iaitu Indonesia. Kementerian Belia dan Sukan telah pun mengeluarkan kenyataan tegas supaya Konfederasi Bola Sepak Asia ataupun AFC dan Persatuan Bola Sepak Antarabangsa FIFA memberikan perhatian serius bagi menangani isu tersebut dan berharap tindakan wajar akan diambil. Pihak kementerian turut mengadakan perbincangan dengan Kementerian Pemuda dan Olahraga Indonesia ataupun Menpora bagi kedua-dua negara ini mencari kaedah yang terbaik membendung sensitiviti yang wujud di antara penyokong-penyokong Indonesia dan Malaysia kerana jika dilihat dari sejarah yang dahulu, sensitiviti penyokong-penyokong sukan ini lebih menonjol melibatkan pertandingan-pertandingan sukan tertentu sahaja seperti bola sepak, badminton dan sepak takraw tetapi jarang berlaku semasa pertandingan sukan-sukan yang lain.
That was Stephen Sim, the Deputy Minister of Youth and Sport, talking about safety in stadiums, especially for Malaysian fans and football players watching the game, playing the game in Indonesia. If you have any experiences with that, if you happen to be one of those that had watched that or were actually part of the entourage that went to Indonesia, if you have ever been in a game in Indonesia, you can let us know how the experience is like. We'd like to hear that from you. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, is there anything else you want to highlight?
Yes, I want to highlight bauxite mining. The government plans to issue bauxite mining and export licenses at the start of next year after the ban in Pahang was lifted in April. And it's not a full license. It's part of this pilot test that the Water, Land and Natural Resources Ministry and the Pahang government are working on. They want to see how good the new SOPs are. And the test is going to run for about 6 months. And then they're going to assess, you know, whether the SOPs are good. If they're good to go, then they'll allow license holders to do bauxite mining across the state. Minister Dr. Xavier Jayakumar said at least three local companies have applied for that license. Here he is speaking a little bit more about that.
We want to make sure that the SOP is adhered to, and if there is any loopholes in the SOP that we see that we need to strengthen, then we will impose it throughout the whole country. But there are about three companies that are very interested, three big companies. This needs a bit of capital in injection. Only companies that have enough capex spending will be able to apply because there is a lot of regulations that you have to follow.
So that was Dr. Xavier Jayakumar, Minister of Water, Land and Natural Resources. And now we're going to move on to our next thing. It's time for Meet an MP.
So who is it today, Tasha?
Okay, so very briefly, meet an MP for the uninitiated, Cam.
Yeah, this is exciting. What's happening? I don't know.
It's a little segment that we do where we approach members of parliament and ask them a little bit more about what they're interested in doing in their constituency. Are there any issues that they're keen on working on? So today we've got a former policeman who just won a by-election this year.
Hi, I'm the MP for Cameron Highland, Ramli bin Dato Mohamed Noh. One thing great about my constituency is that it's a mixture of Chinese, Indian, Malays, and quite unique, the native, the Orang Asli of Malaysia, whereby they contribute about 23% of the voters. Cameron Highland, in terms of economic, is one of the places where it brings in tourists, especially international, local, especially local tourists. Yeah? And then it generates economics, means in terms of exchange, foreign exchange. What is viable, and I see that should be a priority, is the infrastructure of building a better road. Because one of the things that you notice is that we have a massive jam every weekend, when there's especially long holidays. The government should do and look into it to improve in this aspect. Beside that, other infrastructures in terms of attracting tourism. And locally, I think the government should also concentrate, because you look at the local and Orang Asli, the natives, their economic standing are quite very down, low in terms of the national standard. More concentration in bringing them up, especially in terms of education, besides education, economics means. And those who don't excel in academic, provide skills, vocational skills, especially to the youngest, to the younger generation of the Orang Asli.
That was Ramli bin Datuk Mohamed Noh, our MP of today. He is, of course, the MP of Cameron Highlands. Do you agree with him about improving the road situation in along the way to Cameron Highlands? You can tell us about your experience driving up there, driving down there. You can send that again to 018-789-8899. That's our WhatsApp. You can call 7733-2900 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, thank you so much for those updates. This is the Evening Edition. We'll be right back after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.